This goes to Paula Ellsworth, E-L-L-S-W-O-R-T-H. N like November, P like practice, regarding Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, Cole, C-O-L-E. Fax is 989-875-5168. Dear Paula, this is a consultation for Mrs. Cole, who was sent for evaluation of progressively rising creatinine levels. Since May 9th of 2023, creatinine has not been normal. It was 1.31 May 9th, 2023, GFR 43. August 9th of 23, creatinine 1.21, GFR 47. 11/16 of 23, creatinine 1.39 with GFR 40. Then February 27th of 24, creatinine increased to 1.57, GFR 34. March 29th of 24, creatinine again increased 1.83 with GFR 29. Since that time, the patient has been to a diabetic class and has tried to change her diet. She is feeling better. She does state that she has more edema recently, but she is trying to follow a very strict low-salt diabetic diet. She also stopped taking her metformin about a month ago, and sugars have remained in the normal range since she did that. Today, she denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No chest pain or palpitations, no history of MI or known coronary artery disease, no congestive heart failure, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. She does have chronic edema of the lower extremities. She has nocturia 2 to 3 times per night, and that is stable for many years. No cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no recent UTIs, no history of kidney stones. Past medical history is significant for many years of type 2 diabetes, hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux disease, degenerative arthritis, knees, hips, and back, chronic edema of the lower extremities, obesity, anemia, iron deficiency type, hyperlipidemia, and hypothyroidism. Past surgical history, she had a negative breast biopsy, several years ago, otherwise no surgeries. Social history, she's an ex-smoker who quit smoking in 2019. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is single, and she is a retired custodian. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, and her father had kidney cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, vitamin C, 500 milligram daily. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Atenolol, 25 milligram daily. Vitamin B12, 500 microgram daily. Pepcid, 20 milligram twice a day as needed. Lasix, 40 milligram daily with 20 milligrams, so a total of 60 milligrams of Lasix daily. Glipizide, 10 milligram, one daily. Synthroid, 88 microgram daily. Lisinopril, 2.5 milligram daily. Claritin, 10 milligram daily as needed for seasonal allergies. Actos, 45 milligram daily. Potassium chloride, 10 mil equivalent, one twice a day. And Crestor, 40 milligram daily. For pain, she would use Tylenol, and she does not use oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height is 65 inches, weight 262 pounds. Pulse is 60, oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 114 over 56. Pharynx is clear, without cobblestoning. Uvula is midline. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Neck is supple, no carotid bruise. No jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no palpable liver or spleen enlargement, no palpable masses, no ascites, non-tender. Extremities, she has 2 to 3 plus edema from feet up to knees bilaterally. And labs, creatinines were previously reported. The most recent lab studies were done 329 of 24. Calcium was 8.17. The albumin is 3.7. Creatinine, 1.83. Glucose, 135. Sodium, 138. Potassium, 4.2. Carbon dioxide, 27. Estimated GFR, 29. Hemoglobin, 11.8. Normal white count, normal platelets. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio, the microalbumin is less than 7, so unmeasurable. Her last hemoglobin A1C was done 229 of 24. That was 6.6. And she generally ranges 6.6 is up to 7.5 last year. And we also have an echocardiogram that was done 10/31 of 22. It showed a 55 to 60% ejection fraction, mild left ventricular hypertrophy with a normal appearing left ventricle and normal atria, and no change was noted from a previous echocardiogram. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with progressive worsening over the last 6 months of unknown etiology, suspected to be secondary to longstanding diabetes, hypertension. Due to the fact that actose causes a lot of edema, we've advised her to stop the actose at this point. And, of course, the glipizide may need to be adjusted since she's also stopped the metformin recently. We will also consider stopping her low-dose lisinopril if she doesn't need it. She has no proteinuria. Her blood pressure is on the low normal side at this point. We do want her to repeat labs now with a urinalysis with microscopic and parathyroid hormone and phosphorus levels. Then we will check those every 3 months thereafter. And we're scheduling her for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan. And she will have a follow-up visit in 3 months. She will continue to follow her low-salt diabetic diet. We did suggest compression stockings or possibly using leg wraps to help use mechanical means to treat her edema in hopes that the Lasix could be decreased somewhat. And the patient agreed to start pursuing those options for mechanical compression of the lower extremities. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months, or 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.